WLNDFM, Signal Mountain, 98.1 The Lake. Always live on the free Odyssey app.
The following program has been pre-recorded. The information shared directly or indirectly on Vital Health Radio or by Whitfield Media Group is not to be understood as or misconstrued as medical advice. This information is not a replacement for your current health provider who is acutely aware of your current health state and course of treatment. Any information shared about a product or service discussed by any host or guest on Vital Health Radio is not to be interpreted as a doctor-patient relationship.
The following broadcast is a production of the Whitfield Media Group. Health, nutrition, lifestyle, and so much more. Welcome to Vital Health Radio on 98.1 The Lake. With your host, owner of Nutrition World, Ed Jones, and Clint Powell.
Welcome to Vital Health Radio, sponsored by Nutrition World, locally owned and serving our community for over four decades. I'm Ed Jones with 47 years in holistic health, here with Clint Powell, the PhD of Eastridge Waffle House and Chattanooga's premier podcaster, always asking the questions that you might be thinking but don't have a chance to ask because you're not in the room with us because you're in a car or you're at in front of your computer. How about that?
Yeah, maybe you're in the gym. Maybe they're listening to this on a podcast download weeks and weeks from now. You never know.
Sean used to always say he listens to the show while he worked out.
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't ever listen to anything working out. Do you?
Music or nothing? I listen to music.
No.
I listen to music, yeah.
Ah. Well, I focus and I try to make improvements instead of being distracted.
Mm. Well, at least you're not judgmental. That's good.
All right.
You're here to lift us all up. That feels good, Ed.
Well, kind of like Billy Graham did. I've been compared to that.
Have you? Okay,
no,
you're a little like a president right now. Some people call me the greatest. I'm compared to Billy. Nah.
Hey, we got a lot of notes today. I've been really working focused, laser focused, and I'm going to talk about why would you want A2 milk? You see it in the grocery store. I've got some really good studies on the reasons you need to consider about A1 or A2 milk. But you know that book when my daughter grew up, the Where is Waldo book?
Yeah, my kids had it.
Yeah, I think everybody knows. You know about that, Lenny, don't you? Where's Waldo? Yeah. Well, I have a new book. It's called Where Did Ed Eat This Week in Chattanooga?
That sounds like a terrible book, but let's go. Let's read it to the boys. Okay, yeah, cool.
No, people want to know where other people eat who are picky about foods.
Yep, I understand. Let's go. Where'd you go eat, Ed?
Thank you, Clint. I was just waiting for that. After all these years, you're finally getting the clues. Yep. I went to I finished working out last Saturday at Crunch at Hamilton Place. I usually go to Mean Mug. Never have really liked it, never have disliked it. It's an average because I get the keto bowl and I know the eggs are from a package. They're not fresh.
Okay.
But sometimes you have to compromise because I leave there and go directly to work. Well, the line was out the door and I said, I'm not doing this. So I went to Maple Street Biscuit Company.
Yeah.
And super impressed.
I like that place.
I had never been there before. The menu had a great variety for the average person. I'm not the average person. They had one single food that I would eat. And the reason is I call it a trifecta of decision making at every restaurant. I'm less about the cleanliness. That's second. The first about what macros can I have? Can I get a food that is close to the earth as I can, like a real egg that has a lot of protein? Can I get healthy fat, or if not healthy fat, at least not unhealthy fat, because I can bring olive oil? And then thirdly is 60 carbs or less. That is the ticket. Well, nothing on their menu is going to be at 60 carbs. I can assure you that biscuit alone will be 60. So I got the bowl. They don't call it a keto bowl. Some of the best eggs, best bacon, avocado, tomato, feta cheese, and one other thing in there. Super delicious, super healthy, and was my friend with the rest of the day in my gut. So Maple Street Biscuit with that very high protein food.
What did you call it? A tomato?
It was a tomato.
Okay, I thought you said tomato, which is fine with me. That's how I would say it, but I'm so used to you being just very strict and proper.
Thank you.
Yeah, I thought you'd do it.
I appreciate the critique there.
No, I was just asking. It's okay.
Second, Doc Holliday. I think I mentioned it last week. Doc Holliday up in Hickson, near Highland Plaza, have tallow fixed foods. One of the best broccolis I've ever had in the city of Chattanooga, and it is kind of a biker bar. The sweetest, kindest, fun people. Anybody could go in there. Doc Holliday's next. Miller's Ale House. Got hooked on that recently because they have a certain hamburger steak.
Is that in Hickson or the one on,
no,
is there
right
one
on Gun Barrel Road? Okay. The reason I love it is because the salad is so fresh. I don't use any dressing other than olive oil. And I also get the hamburger steak with no gravy, with the mushrooms and onions, absolutely to die for. And if I feel I need carbs, I will get a baked potato, which with my bodybuilding training here for the next contest at Chattanooga Fitness, I sometimes have to have a little bit of carbs after being carb-free all day long. Next is Acropolis, which is one of my oldest favorites. In fact, Betty came in the store right before I came over here to the radio station. She's one of the healthiest people I've ever seen in regard to blood work. I never talked I would never say anything about somebody's history of health unless it was optimal. Hers is amazingly optimal, and I always get quality foods there. I certainly do. The only bone I have to pick is they don't have real butter when they cook a steak, and so I get nothing on it because I don't want margarine. Next, Portofino, buddy Tony.
Yep.
You eating over there lately?
About a week and a half ago. So.
Shish kebabs, which is my normal. That means high protein, very low carb. I bring my own olive oil. Tony's very nice. He gave me a couple bottles of olive oil from Greece that were fantastic, and I get broccoli and salad. And lastly is Harry's at the Hamilton Place Mall.
I haven't been there in a while, but I love Harry's. I've been there a bunch, just not in the last month or
two. Of course, I order something that's not on the menu, which is the Lexingtonian salad with very little dressing and a double order of ground beef. That means I have tons of protein, very moderate carbs, and very low fat unless I pour the olive oil on there. So
good. Yeah.
So where's Waldo?
Sounds like a great book. Mm-hmm. I can't wait.
Next 75 days, you know about this, Clint. I have hired a lady out of New York named Amy Summers, and she is a PR expert. And I will start being on national television to see how much coverage and how much views we can get at Nutrition World, and also the co-partner to that, which is the Holistic Navigator, to try to collect emails for future business.
Yeah.
Now, one of the methods is the ebooks that I have written. In fact, I just finished two different ones. We now have, there'll be six very soon. I have one on sleep, and you can download these at theholisticnavigator.com, and they are free. And the next one is Are You Sick and Tired of Being Sick and Tired? That is the biggest of the booklets because it goes from A to Z, from the foods you choose, the nutrients you take. I have my list of nutrients in that booklet, which at this point is about 68 pills a day. And no one needs to take that many. But if you are on the longevity plan that is maximized, then you might want to consider some of those things. Next one is immune system, not only how to maintain it, but also what do we do when we're under the weather? You do that like most of us do.
I've got stuff I use every day. Then I got stuff, a different cabinet I open up when I'm not feeling good.
I can tell you that new iodine spray, I'm loving it because I don't want to brag. But ever since I've gotten on it, I'm more consistent using it because it didn't burn my nose like the other one. Mm-hmm. So I'm 2 and 3 timers on that a day.
I am too. And it also doesn't run out as fast.
Yes. Such a better price.
The other bottle was so small for the cost. This one seems to be more of a value. And I use it probably 3 times a day too.
Next ebook is on oxalates. If you've heard Vital Health Radio very much, you know that I kind of preach about the fact that I think eating these few certain healthy foods really destroyed my hips. Oxalates are glass-like compounds that are destructive, and if you cut out those, I think a lot of pain and discomfort may be lessened in a few months, not in a few weeks. Next is the Core 4 book. I just finished that one, and it has to do with a foundational program. If you could only choose 4 supplements to take, from my 47 years experience, from everything, from hearing the stories, looking at different blood work, observing, watching just the health of people, I think the Core 4, if you never did anything else, you're going to be substantially, substantially healthier. And the one we'll be coming out is how do we use AI to massively optimize our health and our fitness level. I'm using AI every morning, noon, and night in order to optimize my training, my eating, my supplements, my protein for the Chattanooga Fitness bodybuilding in 11 more weeks. And I will talk a little bit more about that a little bit more in the show because I've got a couple points I would like to make on that. And there was, Best of the Best coming up. Mm-hmm. So please, when you get a chance, either if you're in Nutrition World, you can get the little form, or you can just, when you see it in the social media or even in a newspaper, I guess they still make newspapers, don't they?
I'm sure they do. Yeah. I don't see them, but I'm sure they do.
Yeah.
I watch it. I get it online a little bit.
I remember growing up, my dad read a newspaper every single day.
I know my dad looked at them, but he was usually just at work all the time. But on Sundays, for sure, was his day. 100% that paper would be gone through, and then would broken down into stuff they were going to use at the grocery store, the coupons, and then versus the sports and all this stuff. So, go vote for Nutrition Award. I'm going to put a plug in there, too. There's also, if you go under nominate, you go under people, and under people, there's podcast. So you can actually nominate podcasts. So Sean Whitfield has a bunch. If you like one of Sean's, go. If you don't, if you don't want to nominate more than one, I've got During the Break podcast, nominate it. Mm-hmm. But also, that's just something else to consider.
How do you get to all of your podcasts?
You can go to all of them at NougaPodcast.com. Podcast is plural. So it's NougaPodcast.com. 22 different podcasts. A number of those I own. A number of those are friends of mine. I just share those to one place so people can click, scroll, find one you like, all kinds of topics. You'll find one you like there.
That's where I really value, if I'm going to listen to something, not that I do like to unhook and unwind, but definitely I need that. Sometimes it's in silence more than other people. But podcasting, we're gifted. We're blessed to have the ability to be able to sit, just like we're sitting at a chair in Starbucks and a genius is sitting next to me and I get to have a conversation.
Yeah, and the thing I like about it, again, some days you're in the mood for crime, some days it's politics, yes. Some days it's history, some days it's health, some days it's faith and church. It doesn't matter. You can find all of them, especially you can find them at NougaPodcast.com.
Oh, yeah, especially that.
Especially there.
Duh.
Especially there.
All right, well,
Are we ready to take our first break?
We are ready, my friend.
All right, what we want you to do is listen to these ads, but don't go anywhere. Stay tuned, because after this, we'll have more from Vital Health Radio. It's brought to you by Nutrition World. We'll be right back.
You're listening to Vital Health Radio. More to come after these brief messages.
At Texas Roadhouse, they're famous for their hand-cut steaks, fall-off-the-bone ribs, made-from-scratch sides, ice-cold beer, and their irresistible fresh-baked bread.
They take great care in everything they prepare, served with big smiles at a great value.
Texas Roadhouse is always focused on providing legendary food and legendary service.
Download their mobile app, place an order, and pick up curbside. Texas Roadhouse, located at Shalford Road and I-75.
Save the date, Chattanooga. The Chattanooga Fitness Expo presented by Optimize U is coming July the 11th, 2026. Bodybuilding and fitness at its best. An event you don't want to miss. This year, we're moving the Nooga Dentistry stage from the Convention Center to the brand new Erlanger Park. Listen to the Chattanooga Fitness Download presented by Optimize U podcast for more information and online at ChattanoogaFitnessExpo.com.
Ready for a home upgrade in Catoosa County? This is Blake Watson with Epic Realty, and you could have a stunning 5-bedroom home that backs up to a 15-acre lake with your own private dock. The views from the back deck are amazing. The home is well-maintained and ready for you to move in at 87 Cherokee Lake Drive in Ringgold, Georgia. Call me for a tour, 423-315-1815. Blake Watson with Epic Realty, 888-893-3537.
You work out hard in the gym. You strive to eat healthy. You only want the best ingredients in the supplements you put into your body. Choose the nutritional supplements that can optimize your health. This is why Nutrition World is your buying headquarters for the best in bodybuilding and nutritional supplements. Don't choose the other guys. Choose Nutrition World. Stop by their Lee Highway location or purchase online at NutritionW.com. Nutrition World, more than just a vitamin store.
When you have an appetite for Mexican food, I've got the place for you. Dos Bros Fresh Mexican Grill is your destination for fresh, delicious burritos, tacos, nachos, salads, and quesadillas. I have their grilled chicken bowl, and I choose each fresh ingredient just the way I like it. Go to Dos Bros Fresh Mexican Grill today, located at 2396 Lifestyle Way, Suite 114 in East Brainerd, just behind the Embassy Suites. For more information, visit Dos Bros online at dosbros.com. We're excited to announce and welcome Nuga Dentistry. Nuga Dentistry specializes in general dentistry, cosmetic dentistry, dental implants, veneers, endodontics, Invisalign, and dental emergencies. Trusted dental care, one great smile at a time. And now, we are officially broadcasting from the Nuga Dentistry studio. Find Nuga Dentistry online at NugaDentistry.com.
I'm Blake Watson. Join Sean Whitfield and me every Saturday morning at 8 a.m. for Your Home Radio, presented by Blake Watson with Epic Realty on 98.1 The Lake, featuring a variety of topics all related to your home.
Welcome back. You're listening to Vital Health Radio on 98.1 The Lake.
Welcome back to Vital Health Radio, brought to you by Nutrition World. I'm Ed Jones here with Clint Powell. And for nearly five decades, I've worked in nutrition and holistic health. And every day at Nutrition World, we, the 37 great staff members, try to apply what truly works and give people hope and a plan. Let's continue today's conversation and move you closer to stronger, more resilient health.
Awesome. I did that contribution right there.
There was actually, I made half of that up. Can you believe that? There was no AI written or anything else.
I don't believe it, but okay. Laser focused today, Ed.
Thank you, Clint. I'm glad somebody noticed.
I just noticed. We all noticed. We text each other.
Unlike the fact that I'm killing myself in the gym and I've not had one person say, man, you're looking fitter.
You're so fit all the time, Ed. It's hard for us to tell.
That could be true. Hey, there was a cool, and I sent this to you, Clint, the headline article that was published a lot of places, and it came from a reputable study on the more fruits and vegetables in your diet could lead to higher lung cancer risk. And it was a pretty lengthy article where they looked at people under 50 years old who ate a lot of fruits and vegetables. They had a higher rate of lung cancer.
Okay.
I've got the explanation, which will never be found in an article.
I'd love to hear what the explanation is. I can't read an article, Ed. What is that?
You are so insightful to ask
deep, thoughtful questions.
Yes. Well, I have three reasons why that if that study is true, which it probably is, it was well done study. One is glyphosate. The more fruits and vegetables you eat, the more Roundup, which is glyphosate, you are consuming. Glyphosate, if you go to an Instagram with Dr. Zach Bush, he is very reputable. He will explain pretty much 80% of all his Instagram posts, well done, very eloquent, of why glyphosate is potentially going to destroy the health of this country, probably equal to or more equal to even smoking. So it's a dangerous situation. Firehawk is the one herbicide that doesn't have glyphosate in it that Nutrition World sells. It dehydrates plants. It doesn't kill them through poisoning. It does it through dehydration. So if you're wanting to move out of that kind of chemical in your yard to protect your pets, your children, and yourself, then get Firehawk. But the second reason is fear is a toxin. I've watched it so many times over my 47 years. Sometimes fear is odd because it can motivate people, but other times it crushes their health and they actually get sicker and sicker. Third, Dr. Greger, nutritionfacts.org, did a review of a study where they put healthy foods in fast food restaurants. They put healthy foods.
Mm-hmm.
You know what happened? Do you know what happened, Clint?
People stopped going.
Well, you would think that would be they would go somewhere else.
They did.
No, what they ate the salad or they ate the broccoli, but they ate more of the unhealthy foods because they thought that was an armor against all the bad foods. So actually offering healthier foods made more sales of unhealthy foods.
Oh.
Why? Because it's a psychological trick.
Yeah.
Oh, if I eat this one serving of broccoli, then I can have two servings of French fries and the apple fritter afterwards. Mm. I'm sure you think that same way.
I don't, but thanks for making me feel fat and stupid and ugly. Thanks a lot. Appreciate it.
Stupid.
I don't. Hey, are we going to talk about the article I sent you, or is that another time? You said we were, but I didn't know about the
herbs
and the liver and all that.
Yeah. That's a constant headline that comes
up. Oh, I didn't know. I've never seen it. So when I send stuff like that, I was going to send it to you because I know it's in your wheelhouse.
It's funny. Amber asked me about a client of hers asked about this one particular Chinese herb that she looked it up and it said it might have potential liver toxicity.
Mm-hmm.
I told her, I said, in 47 years, you would think that if there's an herb, we're in 2026, the herbs have been used for probably thousands of years, but if it's just now coming out, it is another reason. So we looked it up.
Yeah.
The study was people who were taking that with other drugs.
Oh, okay.
We don't know for sure what it is, but comfrey is the one single herb, and Lenny knows a lot about this. Comfrey is an herb that probably should not have been sold in the era that it was. We don't sell comfrey because it did have some liver toxicity to it. We already know all this.
Okay, so, well, I started getting a lot of activity on my Facebook page. A friend of mine shared it, and I just saw all the comments, and I'm like, man, there's so much misinformation, or mixed information, maybe not miss.
Well, fear-mongering. I'm not saying our industry is pristine, but there is so many studies done. It would have already popped up if there was a significant issue. Now, what we go back to is the quality of the product, the problem, because that did happen with tryptophan. 25, I don't know if Lenny's probably too young to remember the tryptophan. It was awful. There was one bad batch of tryptophan. It was made because of a bacteria, I think, that got into the production plant overseas, I think in Japan. Oh, it killed hundreds. It was the only time in our industry that people died from some contamination. I don't remember the details. It's been 25 or 30 years ago, and it was not tryptophan. It was a malfunction within the manufacturing plant of tryptophan, and you can certainly see that.
They assigned the blame to something when it wasn't there. Yeah.
Well, it was great. Within 6 months, they actually found the truth, and they kind of spoke it on back then the media that we did have, and said it really wasn't the molecule. It was contamination due to not knowing that the factory wasn't at,
clean.
Yeah, I don't know if it's clean or what, but talking about toilet paper, I know you've been wanting to ask me about toilet paper, Clint.
No, I'm not going to save you on this one. I don't care about
toilet
paper.
Oh, you don't care?
Not a bit. Nope. Well, not a bit. But I know we're going to talk about it, so just take it and run with it.
Kind of hurts my feelings right there.
Well, you're on a roll. Hey,
smack Clint in the back of his bald head, Lynn.
Nope. You're on a roll.
All right. Well, a site called Mamavation test all kind of things. This is where I get my information when I buy cookingware or anything like paper plates, because I want the better product. I don't have to have perfect, but I want better. Well, these are the toilet papers that actually came out without chemicals that you can buy at the grocery store, because the majority have terrible endocrine disrupting chemicals. What that means is it's going to interfere with your estrogen and testosterone, very unhealthy. And you're putting it on a place that can be highly absorbable because it's soft, it's moist, and it can go into the body like an injection. But I'm going to read this off. Now, we at Nutrition World carry the Real, it's called Real. Real, what a great name. Real, R-E-E-L. It's 3-ply, no inks, no dyes, no BPA, made from a type of bamboo, best of my memory. I've used this now for almost a year. I really miss it when I run out, which is why I have this in my hand, because I ran out 2 days ago. And I need Valium when I don't have my Reel. So I don't want that. But on Mamavation, you don't have to come to Nutrition World all the time, okay? These are the few that you can purchase at places that we all know. You can go to any grocery store and probably find Angel Soft 230 Plus. That's one. Cottonelle Mega Ultra, number two. And Kirkland Bath Tissue or Costco, number three. Trader Joe's. And lastly is Quilted Northern Ultra Plush. Those all have very few chemicals.
Awesome.
So I know that will be retained into your brain the next time you go shopping.
Absolutely not. But yep.
Yep. All right. Well, thank you for that vote of confidence.
No, I like what you're saying. I just can't.
Well, we are.
I don't have only so much bandwidth to remember stuff. Here's what you remember. Just go buy the toilet paper in the Nutrition World.
Here's a point.
You don't need to know all the stuff that Ed just said.
We vet it. You don't have to
you
think.
You just go shop with us. I don't understand. I mean, I like the fact we give a lot of people that, and they should do research on the stuff. But once you've done the research, you've heard enough good explanations, just remember that. Just go shop where you trust. If you're with somebody you trust after you've done the initial research, then go for it.
You know, I love researching. Not everyone does. I have
we don't have the time.
You don't have the time because I'm at the store 6 days a week, and I will spend the 1 to 2 hours. So I'm like you. If I'm going to purchase something of complexity and I have found someone who has done the deep dive, all I'm going to do is ask them.
Yeah, I trust you. Buy this toilet paper. Okay, hey, check.
Guess what? If I wanted to really know about podcasting, I would ask Clint Powell.
Absolutely, check. I'd tell you how to do it and be pretty okay at it.
A1 and A2 milk. Have you noticed A1 and A2 in the grocery store?
I have to get the lactose-free stuff all the time because I'm a sissy.
Yes. Well, no, it's not that.
Yeah, my stomach goes...
Lactose is the milk sugar, and sometimes it can make the stomach not a happy place.
Yes.
However, A1 and A2 are the two types of protein that has been found in milk. And the key difference is kind of what we call the amino acid structure. But a large-scale study in China has shed new light on the potential benefits of A2 milk for those who self-report lactose intolerance. Clint Powell has your name after it. Gosh.
Awesome.
This randomized double-blind trial involved 600 Chinese adults who consumed either conventional milk, which is A1, or milk containing A2 beta casein. Guess what? The key findings were greatly reduced gastrointestinal symptoms. Participants reported significantly lower levels of bloating, abdominal pain, and other digestive discomforts after A2 compared to A1. And consistent benefits, A2 were observed across different age groups in both lactose absorbers and malabsorbers. Implications for public health, it can have far-reaching implications for millions who have avoided dairy due to perceived lactose intolerance. The one thing, I don't really have that much problems. I'm very fortunate, but I do drink a protein, Ancient Nutrition A2, first one I have known that makes it out of A2. And this is my favorite, can drink massive quantities.
I think I take that protein too.
You do?
Yeah.
Yes.
Thanks, yeah.
And so it agrees with you.
Yeah, that agrees with me. Now those protein drinks, I get some time. For some reason, I don't know what they've got in them. But
the Clear?
Not the Clear. I just had the Clear. The other ones, the Power Core or whatever, those get me every now and then.
I have
to be careful.
They have a little milk protein in it.
They do. They have something in them. Yeah.
Yeah.
I have to be careful with that. Yeah. Are we looking around for something important?
No, not at all.
Okay.
No, just...
You're just making on the radio, it's just looking around. Doesn't translate real well. I just making sure you didn't need me to jump in and help a little bit.
Hey, you know what autism is, obviously.
Okay. Wow. I don't need to giggle back here. First time she's looked up from her stupid phone. She's been here buying stuff on Amazon or whatever. And all of a sudden, from the peanut gallery, little giggle. And
she's like, oopsie.
That's funny. No, I don't, Ed. Explain
it. All right. Well, we know what it is. Yeah. However, this was and I posted this on Vital Health Radio Facebook as a video about this subject, how EMFs can potentially lead to the development of autism. Autism needs to be approached as a system. And this is true. Autism is not cancer where we have this overgrowth of certain unhealthy cells. It is a compilation of a lot of miscommunications within a system that's very complex. And I just made all that up. I didn't even read that. I know.
No, you did good.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Dr. Martha Herbert believes autism develops in response to environmental factors that irritate and excite the brain, sometimes in utero now, such as toxic exposures, allergens, and EMFs. EMFs, electromagnetic fields. Of course, we can't live without them. I don't want to live without my cell phone, but we can take steps to help to minimize some of that destruction. Autism can be predicted by looking at the level of brain irritability of a child. And mercury EMFs, glyphosate, again, vaccine adjuvants, excipients also. Vaccines themselves probably are relatively safe. It's what they add to the vaccine, like thimerosal and other chemicals. The 5G issue, people ask me all the time, how can we minimize it? There's just two ways. One way is to purchase my cell phone, where is my cell phone, Cody? Here it is. Thank you. This case is called Safe Sleeve. Safe Sleeve reduces by, they say 90%. I've tested it. It's about 60% of the EMS from this when it's close to me. That's one. And two is, of all the things that are advertised, the one I like the best is, we do sell a pendant at Nutrition World that I think is modestly decent, but the best, most effective is Blue Shield, BlueShield. I spelled it right, Blue Shield. If you go on BlueShield.com, you can use the discount word NutWorld, and you can get a discount. Ha ha. I see a smirk from Clint. Nut World.
Nope. Very appropriate. Don't know what you're talking about.
And I have this little device. It sits in my bedroom. I plug it up. I do nothing else. You know, it pushes.
If you want a device, you can just plug in and do nothing. I can save some of those. Okay. I got some of those around the house. Absolutely.
This was like $500.
I'll charge you half that. Ooh. I got all kinds of stuff that do nothing at the house.
Well, this pushes away my EMFs bad. Because it creates a massive level of a healthy EMF. So the other EMFs can't really join the club.
Okay.
So blueshield.com, if you want to do something that's just so easy and you plug it up. They have a lesser priced one too. I bought one for my daughter and I love the one that I have. I really do.
Okay.
How about that?
Are we ready for another break?
I don't know. What time are we at?
It's about 15 minutes in.
I can't read it from here.
It's about 15 minutes
in. It looks like 14 to me.
Okay, I'll stop talking then.
15. No, I got one more.
Okay.
Paternal exercise. This was amazing to me. This came off Peter Attia's. He is a deep dive into research, even though he had a little controversy. I still value his brain. I do value his brain. Because he must have a team of tremendous people. But paternal exercise confers endurance capacity to offspring through sperm microRNA. What this whole study showed, I'm going to make it very simple, even though there's a lot of words in here. The fathers who were physically fit before impregnating their wife produced children who were more physically fit than the fathers who were couch potatoes. Mm. And I think that's pretty darn dramatic. And this was a study that very hard to argue with the results. Actually, in mice could take the RNA out of a fit mouse compared to an unfit mouse and transplant it into the other mice. And because of that, they became more fit. Another reason for exercise, mm-hmm. whether you have a child or not. But I don't know if Katie picked up on any of my fitness, but maybe it did. I don't know. I don't know. How cool is that?
Very cool. When we come back, we're going to be talking about some new terms you may have heard of. If not, you're going to hear them here. Peak span. We're going to talk about peak span. We're going to talk about are we aging faster than we think and some mistakes people may make when it comes to aging. We're going to dive into a few areas like sleep, pain when it comes to oxalates. He's referred to it a little bit. And how to use AI when it comes to your health journey. You're listening to Vital Health Radio. It's brought to you by our friends at Nutrition World.
We're all about healthy living and enjoying life. Vital Health Radio. We'll be back after these brief messages.
Did you miss last week's Vital Health Radio? Is there a guest you want to hear again? Or maybe because of your busy schedule, you only had time to listen to part of an episode. Well, we can solve all those problems with Vital Health Radio On Demand. Check out our website at vitalhealthradio.com. Click on past shows or go to your favorite podcast location, search Vital Health Radio Download. You'll find all of your past shows at your convenience. Then click on the subscribe button for all future shows. We're making life better for your busy lifestyle, a production of the Whitfield Media Group.
Vector Security can create you a home automation solution that will give you the convenience and peace of mind of being able to control your security system, lights, locks, video, thermostat, and more, all from your Vector Security app. Vector Security provides professional alarm and security system monitoring to ensure your home is well protected against all threats. Vector Security has 24/7 expert security monitoring, lifetime satisfaction guarantee, complete home automation, and is 100% wireless. Choose Vector Security. Find them online at vectorsecurity.com.
Listen up, Chattanooga. We've got a radio show that's just for you.
On the Move Radio on 98.1 The Lake each Saturday morning at 9 a.m. We're a radio show that's all about Chattanooga.
Join Sean Whitfield, Amy Morrow, and Barry Quarter as we discuss government, events, entertainment, lifestyle, and so much more.
For past shows, check out onthemoveradio.com or find us on all major podcast platforms. Just search On the Move Radio Download.
A production of the Whitfield Media Group.
Hey folks, this is Misty Bolt, otherwise known as Medicare Misty. Yes, I'm a real person, and yes, I help people answer real Medicare questions every day. 10,000 people are turning 65 daily. If you or your parents have questions, don't trust an 800 number, junk mail, or a national.com. Trust a real person that lives in your community and serves your community. Medicare Misty. Find out more about me and my team at MedicareMisty.com. MedicareMisty.com.
Not affiliated by or endorsed by any governmental agency. Plans depend on zip code. We may not have all plans. Go to Medicare.gov.
We're excited to announce and welcome Nuga Dentistry. Nuga Dentistry specializes in general dentistry, cosmetic dentistry, dental implants, veneers, endodontics, Invisalign, and dental emergencies. Trusted dental care, one great smile at a time. And now, we are officially broadcasting from the Nuga Dentistry studio. Find Nuga Dentistry online at NugaDentistry.com.
At Silverdale Baptist Church, we exist to lead people into an authentic relationship with Christ so they will worship God, grow in their faith, and then serve the Lord. Learn more about us and discover a campus and service time that fits you best at SilverdaleBC.com.
Welcome back. You're listening to Vital Health Radio on 98.1 The Lake.
You're listening to Vital Health Radio, powered by Nutrition World. I'm Ed Jones alongside my buddy Clint Powell, and at Nutrition World, we serve hundreds of people, actually each day, about 400 is our average, cutting through the confusion, focusing on proven strategies that support long-term wellness. In this segment, we're again diving deeper into what can really move your needle.
You know, one of the things that I've heard you mention, and I haven't heard it before, but I've heard it in the last few weeks as you kind of prepare to do some other interviews, there's a word I heard, and then we're just going to run through some questions that I've kind of thought of. The word is peak span. Peak span. Can you explain it or tell people why we should actually care about that word?
You know, it's a newer word, and it means to me, and I think it will end up meaning for everyone, is a life of reaching near optimal health, vitality, energy, things that we remember in our 20s is kind of taken for granted regardless of what we did. But man, we could rock and roll and work all day and not sleep much and not have aches and pains. This is what that word actually means, is getting closer back to this place of optimal health.
Well, does that mean, well, I've asked you this before on here, but are we aging faster now? How's it feels like we are sometimes.
Let's, anyone who's 50 and above, let's think back to some of our maybe great-grandparents that had so much more stability, less fragility. I like to use the word anti-fragile. And we seem to be a fragile society today. We have spent about $5.1 trillion in 2024 on healthcare, and $18 out of every 100 is spent on healthcare. Yet we rank out of the 36 top income countries of the world, we're 35.
Wow.
So yes, we are heading the wrong direction.
What are we doing wrong? What's the mistake we make, you would say? And then I've got a couple of specific topics I want to bring up to you.
Mistakes we are making is could fill a couple pages. However, the lifestyle of, I always have said this, the knife and fork is the most powerful weapon we have against poor health. And we have a great system of confusion as to what should we eat. Have a thousand different opinions. I certainly have mine after 47 years of living a life of deep diving, personal being a guinea pig, and setting myself for up for the longest longevity that I can, being almost 69 at this time.
That also, part of this seems like, at least for me, I end up minimizing a lot of the small things. I just discount the small habits I could be making on a daily basis. Have you found that to be true as well?
That is a great question, because the big ones are, we might actually tackle one or two big ones. We're going to go to the gym, or we're going to drink more water or something else. But the small ones, they add up. Mm-hmm. It's like going to Starbucks every day and getting a $6 drink. You don't think a lot in that day, but it can drain your financial wealth by doing multiple little small things. And the same with your health.
Well, one of these things is more of a bigger topic, as we just trying to get through some stuff in time here, is sleep. What are some things we get wrong, even if it's just one big thing, when it comes to getting that restorative sleep every night?
You know, there are three things that I really have learned through my years of insomnia. And one of those is we lose the rhythm of sleep. That is one of the reasons that 25% of this country has diagnosable insomnia, and about 50% has modest occasional insomnias. What happens is we go to bed at different times at night. We need to be within 1 hour of the bedtime on most days of the week. You might push it 2 hours on a weekend, but you cannot expect the rhythms, the patterns to maintain themselves if you're doing 4 hours one night, 1 hour difference on the next night. So creating a rhythm of constant sleep times.
Yeah. And what I felt a lot of times, I always think one thing's going to fix me. the quick fix. Bingo. If that one thing, mm-hmm. if I find the one thing, I'll sleep better. So let's talk about the one thing when it comes to sleep. What is the one simple change we can make?
One simple thing is stop mouth breathing. Woo, that's a big one, because a lot of people say, why and what and how? Well, I've been using what we call mouth tape for 25 years, way before it became popular. It was even labeled as mouth tape. And the research is very clear. For those who want to know about it, there's a book called Breath by Michael Nestor. And he explains that when we mouth breathe, we create anxiousness. Guess what the number one enemy of sleep is? Fear and anxiousness.
Does the tape come off when you sleep at night? Does it pop off?
No. If you put it on correctly, it doesn't. And it's tape that won't irritate the skin of the lip.
Really?
Yes.
And you can tell a dramatic difference.
It's day and night. I have actually turned around my car on a trip because I forgot my mouth tape. I use an Oura Ring. It definitely shows a big positive when I'm using it, if opposed to those people who don't.
You know, one of the other things, kind of moving to the next big topic, is, at least for me, and maybe you can give me some advice, free advice here. I know you do coaching, but pain that associates, we all have pain in life, mm-hmm. but as we get older, we just assume that pain comes with aging. Is that a true thing? Is that yes, part no? And help us pull apart that myth, if it is a myth.
You know, I'm in the woods a lot. I've been in nature. I like to be out and where wild animals are. I personally have never seen a wild animal with arthritis. They hobble because they got hit by a car or a bullet mm-hmm. most of the time. Now, you know, and some animals live a pretty good life for that species. And so all of their running and all of their jumping did not really cause this. So there's something missing in the conversation of chronic pain. Now, we live a life of two things. One of which is we eat inflammatory foods,
okay,
like junk foods, bad seed oils, which are oils that are very unhealthy, like canola and vegetable oils. And then secondly is a compound called oxalates. I had both of my hips replaced about 3 years ago, and I was on a walker and a cane for the last couple years before that. And I realized after reading a book by Sally Norton called Toxic Superfoods that there's a compound called oxalates. Oxalates are glass-like compounds in the foods that I ate, because healthy foods have more of it than unhealthy foods. How unfair is that?
Yeah.
And so cutting down the three foods, which were spinach, beets, and almonds.
Now, is that real quick? Are those foods true for everybody, or can those foods maybe affect you more than it does me and differently? And is there a way that we can, how do we know if they're affecting us? Is there a test or something?
Great question. Not very good at testing. Yes, there are people who can eat those and have no problem, the same way they can smoke cigarettes for 90 and not die.
Right.
But if you cut out oxalates, you will know within 2 to 4 weeks, because you will hurt worse in most cases because the oxalates are trying to freeze
themselves.
So
it's really just process of elimination, testing it on yourself.
Just go off oxalates and you will know.
Okay, so you're saying pick out the highest oxalate-creating foods, remove those as much as you can, see if you notice a difference. That's going to require you to actually pay attention, which a lot of us
aren't. Pay attention, and AI can look up the oxalate contents in most foods.
All right, and the reason you're speaking on this is you have a personal history with this. This is, you had alluded to it earlier. How did these affect you?
Oh, it was devastating. I woke up one day almost 7 years ago with, ouch, my hip is hurting, but it was more than normal gym pain. And I always have had pains for 25 years. I rotated around from the Achilles tendon to the knee to the elbow to the neck. Just thought it was the gym. Just thought I'm 45, I'm 55, I'm 60. No, it was the fact that I was eating tons of raspberries and spinach and almonds and almond butter and all the foods that contain oxalates. So they were concentrating in my joints, causing grief. And once I had to get the hips replaced because they were already destroyed. Yeah. But now, let me tell you, I am almost 69 in August. Zero pain.
It's so counterintuitive when you hear that good foods that provide all these minerals and these mm-hmm. these vitamins can affect us poorly, which means I'm assuming you would have to go get those things from other places then. If you have to not eat some other good food, mm-hmm. you go find them somewhere else.
Plenty of other choices to make.
Let's kind of spend just the last few minutes we have on AI, because mm-hmm. you say you need a strategy, not guesswork, and you're saying AI can help. How so?
I'm using it to use it as a training coach and partner for a bodybuilding contest in 11 weeks. And I have done, this will be my fourth year, I have never seen anything that allows me, an already disciplined person, to be more focused than ever in my life. What you do is you put in the goal you have and the time frame that you desire and a lot of your personal history, your weight, your age, your health. If you can, put in some photos of yourself and also start. The big part is take photos of all of your meals. AI will give you very sound advice of what you need and what you don't need, and it is beyond belief.
Really?
It has blown me away.
And so is this supposed to take place of a coach and accountability, or is this your accountability for you now?
I don't.
Because I noticed the word accountability pops up a lot when it comes to health coaching.
I don't discount quality people in my life. I've always said we need to build a team around us. I mean, if the budget supports it and you have somebody you trust, you could do both of these things. It would be no problem at all. I will say that I've gone through every major AI source, and for fitness, losing weight, and being healthier, ChatGPT is the fastest and the most efficient.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
Is this something you came to you on yourself, or did you see other people trying to use
it? Never seen anybody do it at this point, not one other person. Because the taking of the pictures of the foods astounded me. If you do it from a 45-degree angle, it gets the calories almost spot on, tells you the protein, tells you the fat, and tells you you ate too much, you ate too little, you need to do this, you need to do that. It is my friend.
Okay. The last thing as we start to wrap this part up is I would love for you to tell me where people can find out more. If they want to find out more about Ed, now you're listening here on the radio show, but we always refer to views and all these things, but you've got a lot of different places that you put content out. Where should they find out more about you and want to follow you for tips and stuff?
On TikTok, I have many, many millions of views talking about athletics, and it is Nutrition World Tennessee. Is that what it is, Lily? Nutrition World Tennessee. And of course, we have nutritionw.com on all the Facebook, YouTubes, have hundreds of thousands of different empowering videos. This is not about, you know, selling you things. It is about teaching. I'm a huge fan of following people who I trust. And I always say I separate the world into two classes of people, learners and non-learners. And I think in the world of health, to be a non-learner, you are really subject to a lot of really risk. Now, also the last one is The Holistic Navigator. That is where we keep the six ebooks that I've written, one of which will be on the supplements I take, the foods you should eat, the sleep, the oxalates, immune system, AI. All those can be accessed free at theholisticnavigator.com.
And some former episodes of podcasts. You've got new content up there, but you also have a bank of several hundred other topics from really good guests.
Absolutely. Yeah. And the other podcast / radio show is vitalhealthradio.com.
Vitalhealthradio.com.
We've been doing that 8.5 years. I have learned how to manage my health, my aging, from what I see as the best that I possibly could through 6 days of work a week and studying till my brain is burning.
You know, real quick, and as we kind of wrapped up this segment, I just wanted to say, you know, the one thing about your ebooks, I'd like to ask, are you using, and this is just me and you talking here, are you using the past podcasts that you've done and all the content to help generate those ebooks?
Absolutely.
Because it's a bunch of content sitting there already.
A huge amount. And on every cover of the ebook, it says, not AI written. This is original words by Edward Jones.
And you're editing it all yourself, and then you're handing off somebody's doing the creative part, but you're doing the actual content.
Only the cover is AI created.
That's fantastic. Here's what we're going to do. I know I've kind of dominated this little segment here, but we're going to wrap this segment up. When we come back, we'll close it up with more words now from Ed. Ed will get more of the platform back, but we're listening to Vital Health Radio, and it's brought to you by our friends at Nutrition World.
You're listening to Vital Health Radio. More to come after these brief messages.
At Texas Roadhouse, they're famous for their hand-cut steaks, fall-off-the-bone ribs, made-from-scratch sides, ice-cold beer, and their irresistible fresh-baked bread.
They take great care in everything they prepare, served with big smiles at a great value.
Texas Roadhouse is always focused on providing legendary food and legendary service.
Download their mobile app, place an order, and pick up curbside. Texas Roadhouse, located at Shalford Road and I-75.
Hey folks, this is Misty Bolt, otherwise known as Medicare Misty. Yes, I'm a real person, and yes, I help people answer real Medicare questions every day. 10,000 people are turning 65 daily. If you or your parents have questions, don't trust an 800 number, junk mail, or a national.com. Trust a real person that lives in your community and serves your community. Medicare Misty. Find out more about me and my team at MedicareMisty.com. MedicareMisty.com.
Not affiliated by or endorsed by any governmental agency. Plans depend on zip code. We may not have all plans. Go to Medicare.gov.
Go to your favorite podcast platform and search Chattanooga Fitness Download, presented by Optimize You.
Join Sean Whitfield, Matt Davis, and Darren Johnson for a podcast about fitness, health, and bodybuilding.
We feature the best in fitness and bodybuilding right here in Chattanooga.
You can expect workout advice and fitness tips from two of the best fitness and bodybuilding trainers in Chattanooga.
Many great guests and inspiring conversations.
A lot of laughs and entertainment to go along with it.
Subscribe and follow Chattanooga Fitness Download, presented by Optimize You, today. We're excited to announce and welcome Nuga Dentistry. Nuga Dentistry specializes in general dentistry, cosmetic dentistry, dental implants, veneers, endodontics, Invisalign, and dental emergencies. Trusted dental care, one great smile at a time. And now, we are officially broadcasting from the Nuga Dentistry studio. Find Nuga Dentistry online at NugaDentistry.com. You work out hard in the gym. You strive to eat healthy. You only want the best ingredients in the supplements you put into your body. Choose the nutritional supplements that can optimize your health. This is why Nutrition World is your buying headquarters for the best in bodybuilding and nutritional supplements. Don't choose the other guys. Choose Nutrition World. Stop by their Lee Highway location or purchase online at NutritionW.com. Nutrition World, more than just a vitamin store.
Ready for a home upgrade in Catoosa County? This is Blake Watson with Epic Realty, and you could have a stunning 5-bedroom home that backs up to a 15-acre lake with your own private dock. The views from the back deck are amazing. The home is well-maintained and ready for you to move in at 87 Cherokee Lake Drive in Ringgold, Georgia. Call me for a tour, 423-315-1815. Blake Watson with Epic Realty, 888-893-3537.
Save the date, Chattanooga. The Chattanooga Fitness Expo presented by Optimize You is coming July the 11th, 2026. Bodybuilding and fitness at its best. An event you don't want to miss. This year, we're moving the Nuga Dentistry stage from the Convention Center to the brand new Erlanger Park. Listen to the Chattanooga Fitness Download presented by Optimize You podcast for more information and online at ChattanoogaFitnessExpo.com.
Welcome back. You're listening to Vital Health Radio on 98.1 The Lake.
Welcome back to Vital Health Radio, sponsored by Nutrition World. I'm Ed Jones with Clint Powell, and for years on this show and daily inside Nutrition World, our mission has been simple: give you clear, trustworthy health advice you can act on. So let's wrap it up today with a few last practical steps to start immediately. You know, I get asked all the time, and it certainly has been in the media for 25 years, melatonin for sleep. The body makes it naturally when we're young. It helps us to completely unwind and go to sleep. But as we age, we tend to diminish, many times we diminish the productivity of that in the pineal gland. You know what a pineal gland is?
It's the gland in the middle of your brain.
Hey, there you go.
It's basically the control center.
Wow. I've just been jumped back, Ed.
Yeah, I'm not stupid. I've been to school a couple of times.
Yeah. East Ridge.
I repeated a couple of grades.
How many times you get suspended in East Ridge?
Mind your own affairs. That's hate speech.
Melatonin. I got one bullet point on it. 99% of all melatonin is completely synthesized, which I'm not opposed to. Something synthesized like vitamin C is just still darn good. But in some people, the synthetic version isn't working as well. And when I say not as well, it can create a lot more vivid dreams. That's one of my issues with melatonin. So people will take it, nah, it didn't help me. I actually didn't sleep any better. Well, if you get the right dose, you should if you're past 40 years old. Well, there is one single brand called Symphony. Symphony is made 100% from natural ingredients from the earth. This is not synthesized. There's no chemical production of it. They make it in a 0.3 and a 3 milligram. For those who are very sensitive, 0.3 is tiny amounts, but it can make a big difference. For those who need higher doses, then you do the 3 milligram. Anytime I use melatonin, it's going to be the plant-based melatonin. So I wanted to talk about
that. Does that help your immune system too?
There are still a lot of studies on, and many doctors who are into integrative cancer therapy are using high doses of melatonin to treat that disease, and it does help the immune system.
Yeah, I just know it came out a little bit, and I don't remember if there was actually research when it went during COVID. They were like, towards the end of COVID, some stuff was starting to come out about other things, and I was like, I thought melatonin came out that it can kind of support it. Maybe it's through sleep. I don't know.
On the Holistic Navigator, we interviewed Dr. Michael Smith, and he talked a lot about using high-dose melatonin during a COVID infection.
Okay.
Now, I've never used high dose. I'm always be a little spooked about
it. I would, too.
Lethargic.
I'm not using high dose of it, yeah.
Yeah. Dr. Greger, who I really don't like his philosophy of eating. He's all about carbohydrates. He's not about protein. He's all about being vegan. He doesn't like anything that has to do with any animal products and very few dairy products. But the one thing I give him credit for is the fact that he deep dives into questions. And I can love to debate or listen to I can listen to people who are very strongly voicing things that I don't agree with and find common ground. I find common ground with Dr. Greger a lot at nutritionfacts.org. Well, here is where he analyzed a really good question. You know, gout is very painful if you've ever had it or knew anyone. The question was, if a person who has gout did cold immersion therapy, would it help? A great question. Nobody's ever studied it, but he found a couple people who did in another country. So what about cold water immersion for gout? What they did was they put the inflamed joint for 20 minutes a day for a couple weeks in water that's pretty darn cold. And what they found was that it decreased the pain, stress, anxiety, and depression and increased joint mobility, physical activity, and quality of life. Pretty fantastic. So cold therapy, Do you do the cold plunge?
I used to do them a little bit more than I do them now. Probably need to go back to doing them.
You know, if I were having episodes of gout, I think the minute I felt that coming on, I would be doing some cold therapy, like Optimize U has or other places. Mm-hmm. We don't have one at Nutritional. But here's the other part of this study. What about cold packs and cold immersion for regular muscle pain and muscle aches? Actually, it didn't do much at all. It only helped while you were in the cold tank. It did not help once you were out, and heat is the only thing to use when you have that. And there was a lot of years where it was like, no, we need to use cold because it's anti-inflammatory. Mm-hmm. Heat's pro-inflammatory. I've just learned through my 68 years, cold sucks and heat's great.
Yeah, I know, but I got to be honest, it's going to be a long time for me to get rid of rice, you know. Rest and
it is. It's burned into. Well, now I will say, I think within the first
rest,
40,
ice compression, and elevation.
Right, yeah. 24 hours after an injury, I do think it's valuable for the long term effects. It doesn't decrease pain,
no,
except under the coldness, but it does decrease that initial blast of inflammatory.
Yeah,
so and we're not talking that.
I know you're not.
Rice is still adequate. Yeah, very good information.
Yeah.
But to do it over a period of more than 3 days generally is not the wisest.
And it might just, to your point, it might just be temporary relief at best.
Yep.
But sometimes it might be okay. Sometimes you just need a relief from the pain.
Hey, RFK on the headline said, peptide injections may hit the shelves with RFK's push. The FDA could ease restrictions.
His mouth to God's ears. Yeah.
There's next week on Vital Health, Clint, we have Noelle, who is a nurse practitioner at Nutrition World.
And this, I've said this about so many people you've had coming on here. There's 100%, 105% chance that when she comes in here, she'll leave with a client, with a patient, with me.
Oh yeah.
100%.
Yep.
I will follow what she tells me to do. I'll go do the blood work at BeWell, begin with labs.com. I will bring my results to her, and if she thinks she can help me, and it is above, I'm all in. I am all in.
I consider her at this point the most schooled nurse practitioner, health professional on peptides that I personally know.
I'm all in.
Now, peptides are sometimes week to week in a gray area of legality, but Noelle is.
Well, that's why you want to have somebody up to speed on the legalities of it, and you want to make. I don't want to do anything that's counter to my health or to the legal system, but also, I'll walk right up to that daggum line because I believe I trust me more than I trust them.
I do like to counter my legal system and my health sometimes.
Yeah. Okay, well, good. That's a good way to end it.
Hey, NutritionW.com has, under practitioners, Noelle is on there, I do believe. Isn't
yeah,
she, Lenny?
I think yes, she is.
She's up there.
Along with the other health coaches, yeah.
Yeah, we got Julia, a registered dietitian. We got Dr. Kurt, who's the clinical pharmacist. We've got Amber, wonderful GI expert. And we have Amy for fitness.
You have Stacy for pets. You have Dara for other things, yep. Especially Dara's great. I think she helps a lot of women who are dealing with the transitioning and age and stuff. So she's great too.
Yeah. Are you transitioning?
Mm-hmm. Oh, I'm always transitioning. Okay. Yeah. Thanks for asking.
Just want to make sure. All right.
That's okay. I go by none of your business. That's how I identify. That's my pronouns. None of your beeswax. You're listening to Vital Health Radio. And if you like this, stay tuned on Tuesdays. It comes out as a podcast, Vital Health Radio download, and you share that with your friends. And we'll see you back here next week, brought to you by Nutrition World.
Thank you for listening to another edition of Vital Health Radio on 98.1 The Lake with your hosts, Ed Jones and Clint Powell. For past shows and more information, check out our website, vitalhealthradio.com. You can also find us on your favorite podcast platform. Search Vital Health Radio Download. This broadcast has been a production of the Whitfield Media Group.